bucks just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. By the time it was all said and done, I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break, and they will break, and at the worst possible time. Call American Residential Warranty right now for free information on home warranties starting at just pennies a day. Don't wait for your refrigerator to stop running or your ceiling fans to stop turning. Call American Residential Warranty right now. Ask how you can save up to 50% on washer and dryer coverage. Just call 1-800-700-5961. That's 1-800-700-5961. Again, 1-800-700-5961. Call now.
Flag.
I'm Brett Jackman. March Madness is starting to kick into high gear. It's already there for the NFL in its free agency period. DeMarco Murray, apparently unwanted by the Cowboys, is reportedly in Philadelphia meeting with the Eagles. Ron Matthews had come to terms with the Eagles yesterday, but apparently did not sign his contract. The Saints have been busy dealing, sending guard Ben Grubbs to Kansas City for a fifth-round pick. Antrell Roll leaves the Giants for a three-year deal with the Bears. Conference tournament action today in the ACC, under 4 minutes left, and third-ranked Virginia with an eight-point lead over Florida State, 48-40. Villanova crushing Marquette, 79-46. Thankfully, under 2.5 minutes left in the second half in that one. In the Big 12, 7.5 minutes gone by in the second half, and it's Baylor in front of West Virginia, 53-49. Just over a minute and a half left in the Atlantic 10. LaSalle on top of UMass, 67-63. In the SEC, halftime, Florida leads Alabama 33-29. And in the Big Ten today, surprising by the way they won, Michigan blew out Illinois 73-55. In the NBA, the Spurs welcome the Cavaliers to San Antonio. The defending champs have won their last six. Head coach David Blatt said it'll be a good test for the Cavaliers.
It's another game against a very high-quality team in a string of games against tough teams. And we need to constantly challenge ourselves and to try to improve and get better. That's what we got to do.
Pacers also riding a six-game winning streak. Host the Bucks. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Follow the latest NFL free agency news and moves right here on CBS Sports Radio. Southern California. This is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio, I am Jim Rome. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Adam Schefter from ESPN reports that the Chiefs are releasing wide receiver Dwayne Bowe today. See, bringing Jeremy Maclin and pay him crazy money. And then turn around and release Dwayne Bowe. But then again, he did not catch a single touchdown pass last year. But to be fair, none of their wide receivers had a touchdown catch last year. Jeremy Maclin could come in and catch two touchdown passes this year, and he'd be like Jerry Rice. Meanwhile, Schefter also reports, along with ESPN, that Philadelphia is expected to give DeMarco Murray a five-year deal, worth $42 million, including $21 million guaranteed. All right, that's a huge deal. A huge deal for a guy who there wasn't so much of a market for. I mean, after all, he still is available. After all, Dallas apparently was offering him somewhere in the neighborhood of $5 million per year. So now he's looking at a five-year deal, according to ESPN, $82 million, including $21 million guaranteed. And I thought Chipper's whole point of getting rid of Shady McCoy was to save money. To save money. That they're able to get two players for that one player. They got Kiko Alonso in. They filled a need. And they got two guys, Maxwell and Alonso, for Shady McCoy. But it's not like they're getting DeMarco Murray on the cheap. So it makes you wonder, right? Maybe it wasn't all about the money. Maybe Chip had a problem with Shady McCoy. I mean, he was on the record as saying, well, no, strike that. There were rumors floated that Kelly did not like how Shady was hitting the hole later in the season last year. Well, knowing the way DeMarco Murray runs, that probably won't be an issue. Maybe he likes DeMarco Murray better than Shady. But on top of that, you've got DeMarco and Kiko Alonso both coming in with some injury concerns. But Chip would probably say, if we overcome those injury concerns, we've got a stud running back and we've got a stud linebacker as opposed to just a stud running back. But that's a lot of money now. They're not getting him on the cheap. That is a lot of money. All right, so if in fact that's the contract, Eagle fan, how do you feel about it then? All right, let's move on to something else. Let's talk some baseball. At the combine, NFLers get asked. Literally, they're asked the question, would you rather be a dog or a cat, and why? But in spring training, we know one MLB-er who is definitely team cat. The Nationals' rotation is already nasty, and if Gio Gonzalez is as good on the mound as he is with the meow game, this cat is your 2015 Cy Young. Yes, dudes are still meowing through interviews. As you probably know, it's a tip of the cap to the cult classic Super Troopers. And it's kind of a flip of the bird to reporters. And it's the party game of choice for athletes who are extremely bored with doing interviews. So, what do? You conduct one by working in as many meows into your answers as is humanly possible. Hey, Gio. Go get him.
You said that your focus this year was to have more fun. What did you mean by that comment?
I mean, right meow, we have Max, you know, who's been great with us and, you know, having fun and keeping it nice and loose. And right meow, we've been getting it right and doing it, you know, just having fun.
The shoulder injury, what was that like for you to go through that?
I mean, yeah, I've been getting my exercises in and just working on shoulder exercises, and meow, I feel great, and I think it's going to get better and better.
How did you feel in that first outing?
No, I think meow, we're good, so I think that just got to keep going, feeling strong.
Gio, you've gotten to know Max Scherzer a little bit. How would you describe his personality?
We got a feel for him right meow, but other than that, he's pretty funny guy, you know, and we keep it loose, but back then till meow, it's been great.
Would you say that he has upped you in the clubhouse clown category?
I mean, meow is Max. Him and Strauss have their jokes, have their fun, you know. I'm pretty sure they've gotten back at each other, but so far, right meow is Max.
What's your feel for this club this spring, and how do you think you guys are ready to attack the 2015 season?
2015 right meow looks great. It's been fun, it's been loose, and 2015 looks great right meow.
Wow. I mean, meow. That cat was peeking on Nip and chasing a laser pointer across the carpet. Right, meow? Meow, I feel good. 2015 looks great, right, meow? Yeah, and so does your new record of 11 M-bombs in under 4 minutes. That record should hang for quite some time. And by quite some time, I mean about 24 hours until Max Scherzer kicks it into the litter box and drops 20. You could see the Scherzers laughing and counting Gio's meows on his fingers during the interview. And that just tells me that the cat has jumped the shark. It's getting way too easy. You can just meow, just use meow in the place of now. If MLBers are really that bored, I want one, to come up with a new game and pull some animals out of the barnyard. All right, let's change up. If it's that boring and you're that into it, let's change up. Somebody do something new. I want a new game. Where's Steven Strasburg saying this team is really moving in the right direction? Or if Bryce Harper makes a throwing error, I want him to say, I've got to be better than that. That's my bad. My man Jordan Zimmerman, when the Nats hit a bit of a losing streak, let the dogs out. We've got to dig deep right now. Things on this road trip have been rough, rough, rough. It's really rough. I mean, none of this nonsense is any more ridiculous than the meow game. I know MLBers are never going to be accused of having sophisticated senses of humor. They laugh at the same stuff that five-year-olds do. But animal sounds? That's what you teach a one-year-old. But go to the zoo and study up, fellas. The meow game is about as fresh as the bubble hat, as is the hot foot. Show me some real natitude and give me a new animal. It would be, or it could be Jason Worth. It could be Doug Fister. I just want it to be somebody. I don't care who. Who. This is not hard. I just did five different animals in one take. Not hard. Not hard. Speaking of animals, let's go to Green Bay, Wisconsin. The walrus is standing by.